Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, Bug. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Yeah, you awake?
I'm awake.
Obviously.
Obviously. I had creepy dreams last night.
Creepy?
Yeah.
That's not good.
No. No, where are you?
Driving to work.
Driving to work.
Getting semi-lost on the way. Just roadblocks and barricades.
Oh, I see. Blocking your progress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not so much that I don't know where I'm going, just that I have to change where I'm going today. And I don't...
From your usual way of going.
I don't know which way I have to change.
Got it, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Charles called me this morning.
Oh, he did? What did
Charles? And, Charles, no, not Charles, Kevin. God, I'm still
Oh,
asleep.
Kevin, okay. You're messing with me.
You're like, okay. no, why Charles? He's fucking asleep because he has to be up all night.
Yeah.
Kevin called, well, Jose Munoz's phone called me.
Oh.
So I called back for Jose McCarty or Kevin Munoz.
Uh-huh.
Jose was very flustered and, I mean, not that long, but he was sort of like, Michael. I was like, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's Kevin. Mm. So, we talked, and we're going to hang out tonight.
You're going to hang out tonight?
Yeah, because he's here.
Cool. Huh?
He's here.
He's there, I know. I know.
Mm-hmm. He's totally
That's
here.
Very cool. That's very cool, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm okay.
How long have you been up?
I woke up, like, imagining the phone conversation I'm going to have with my insurance agent's boss. You know? Just like...
Yeah. Not a fun one.
I have a little pit in my stomach, but otherwise, okay.
Well, I'd trade you a little bit of your pit for a little bit of my, like, grumbling, hungry stomach.
You would.
Yeah, because then we both would have
hungry.
Even stomachs.
Did you not have breakfast?
I did, but I had breakfast at 10, and I guess I'm hungry.
Mm.
I don't really have any food either. But I'm in my car anyway. All of which leads to me being kind of screwed.
Kind of screwed.
Yeah. Just a little bit, and totally stuck at a red light that is not changing at all.
No.
All the lights in front of me go through a whole cycle.
Not changing.
Did I tell you about the U-turn we pulled over Manhattan last night?
No.
The plane pulled this total, like, U-turn move over Manhattan. It was really only, like, it was more than a... What are you doing, you crazy person? It was more than a, sorry, these people are doing really stupid things. It was more than a, just a turn, but it was not quite a full U-turn. But we came. What is that person doing? We're driving like idiots. But we swung across like 125th Street from west to east.
Mm-hmm.
It was like we came in and pulled this giant swooping arc pretty aggressive, the turn, too. It took us, like, back down. It was like we pulled a U-turn, came up the Hudson River, and pulled a U-turn at 125th. Really low. Really low. And then came kind of pointed back down kind of towards Brooklyn. You know, it was like three quarters of a U-turn.
I see.
And we got to like, I mean, it was a really beautiful view of Midtown. I didn't think that they allowed planes to fly that close to Midtown, you know, in Manhattan anymore.
Right.
This is really crazy. These lights are so off. That people just, someone just ran the light. Someone just ran the light. I guess we're running the lights. Okay, we're running the lights. Well then. Everyone just ran the light. Organized crime. Civil disobedience as organized crime.
And got it, dude.
Flying across, you could see, like, all of the major north-south streets. Well, all of the streets were just filled up. Like, they were just little veins of white light or red light, depending on whether they were up streets or down streets.
That was beautiful.
It was really beautiful. Like, you could sort of kind of make out the buildings. I mean, obviously, you can make out the building just from the sort of ambient light, you know, of the city.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are these just really intense veins of light. Really beautiful. Really beautiful. Hello?
Hi.
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 Police officer.
Sorry, I'm just waking up. I'm kind of able to speak to myself. So, what are you and Kevin going to do tonight?
Supposedly we're going to hang out with Carla, but I think by the time I'm done with my class, I think he's going to be done hanging out with Carla because Carla has to go somewhere.
Okay.
So. And then he says, we don't know. Jose's not there. So he says, we got the place all to ourselves. And Jose made a beating off hand gesture.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
That's right.
I'm going to go have a circle jerk.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's funny. Well, that's cool. I'm glad you get to see Kevin.
Yeah.
How do you talk your way out of doing admin week at work?
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, it's good that he did.
Yeah, it is. Do you have to go down?
Are you kidding me? Oh my god. No.
No.
How would I even get there?
Oh, that's true. That's true.
So. There you have it. No, I'm never going back.
Never going back.
No. Hello.
Hi, sorry, I'm just driving. I'm in like a slightly challenging section.
Yeah.
And I'm a little bit still in Portland driving mode.
I see.
Which consists of being mellow.
Yeah.
Which is completely not New York driving mode. Which consists of being a raving lunatic.
Okay, dude, well, listen up. I'm in the middle of filling out this form I have to do for my summer student loans, and it has a time limit on filling out the form.
I'm sure you got plenty of shit to do other than listen to me, like, be spacey on my way to work. Considering. So, I will, if I have enough energy, call you when I'm on my way back from work.
Okay, dude. Okay, love you.
I love you, too.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, bye.